It's Central Time. I'm Veronica Rickert.
And I'm Rob Ferret. You're with us here on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Coming up on Central Time, a well-known expert on architecture and design says we can learn a lot about ourselves by taking a closer look at the chairs that we sit on.
First, Milwaukee is home to nearly 6,000 residents, and like many major cities, it has 600,000 rather, and like many major cities, it has its share of crime. However, this August marked the deadliest month Milwaukee has seen in 25 years.
Last month, Milwaukee had 24 homicides, making it more violent per capita than Chicago, which has been dominating headlines for having its most violent month in decades. What's causing the uptick in crime? What can be done to curtail the violence?
Cavalier Johnson joins us now. He's the alderman representing Milwaukee's 2nd District, and he's also a member of the Public Safety Committee. Alderman Johnson, welcome to Central Time.
Thank you very much. I appreciate the opportunity to be here.
Well, August was the deadliest month in Milwaukee since the year 1991, and this was when police discovered the victims of serial killer Jeffrey Dahmer. And Milwaukee Police Chief Ed Flynn recently had this to say about the crime statistics.
Biggest driver of our homicides is arguments and fights and retaliation among people with, you know, criminal records.
There's Milwaukee Police Chief Ed Flynn talking about his take on what's driving the crime in Milwaukee, looking at August. Do you agree with that assessment?
Well, certainly there's interpersonal violence that takes place. And the chief makes a good point. I don't know if you're leading into the conversation about the need to add more police officers, which is something that's been contested here, especially with the public safety recommendations that have been put out as of late. I would say on that account, it is a matter of interpersonal violence among folks as a contributing factor to this. However, at the same time, just throwing bodies at it is not going to solve all of our problems.
Well, since you brought that up, that has been a point there. Since the Sherman Park shooting, police have been patrolling in pairs, using extra resources, as Chief Flynn points out. I mean, do you think there's a case to be made that has been spreading the Milwaukee police force too thin?
Well, I agree with many of the police that the squads that they're in should be two-person squads. I don't know if it has spread them too thin. I think it's something that they would like for their own safety. And so I don't know about it spreading, their ranks too thin, but it's something that definitely helps to address safety on the officer side of things.
Now, looking at the big picture again, as a member of the Common Council, what is your take about these August numbers and maybe what needs to be the next step trying to bring those numbers down?
Sure. For me, being a member of the Public Safety Committee, being on the council, I mean, and not just that, but just as a resident of the city and somebody who loves the city and wants to see it do well, I mean, the August numbers are disheartening for us. I mean, to have this high a number of people who have lost their life to violence is unacceptable, no matter which month, no matter if it's the middle of summer or the middle of winter. And so for us, I think that we have to continue to work at solving the root causes for violence and not simply putting, for lack of a better term, a Band-Aid on the issues that we face. We got to really dig down deep and find the will to take care of and to address the root causes of violence in our community.
When you talk about root causes, what kinds of things would you like to see get looked at and move to the top of the list?
Sure. I think education is one. One of the things that I've talked about for some time, being that before I was elected here, I worked in workforce development for a while, lack of opportunity for family-supporting work is a big issue. And, some folks may say, is a job going to solve, all of the issues? No, it won't necessarily. But I think that for many of the people out there who have no opportunity for work in the legitimate economy, having that sort of access will help to change their lives around. And I see it that way because when a person has access to work, it creates stability in their lives. And if you have stability as an adult, you tend to create stability in the lives of your children, too. And so it just creates an environment where there's stability all around in your life, in your child's life, therefore in your home life, and in your neighborhood's life, and throughout the city. So that's something that we will want to continue working at.
You said that it's time to dig down and find the will to take care of these root causes. Do you think there is the will there? There seems to be this ongoing sort of steady almost crisis with homicide rates and violence. So how do you find the will and the resources to take this from a different angle like you're talking about?
Well, I mean, I think that the will is there. The council is new. You've got some folks here who I think came here because they are passionate about community service. I think myself included being one of those new folks. And, you know, we're going to do all that we can on our end to make sure that we're addressing those root causes and looking at new innovative ways to look at the problems that we have. It can't be a cookie cutter by the in the box sort of ideas. We have to explore outside of what's been done before and try to find new solutions and new ways to get to those root causes.
We're talking right now with Cavalier Johnson. He's the alderman representing Milwaukee's 2nd District and also a member of the Public Safety Committee. And he's with us now to talk about August, Milwaukee's deadliest month since the year 1991. And I want to ask you about a quote in the Journal Sentinel. The Milwaukee Journal Sentinel had a piece quoting a community activist from Stop the Violence who said that it's been hard to get people to turn out to events. And even with this high number of homicides in August, he said there's been no outrage. Where's the outrage? It's hard to mobilize people. And the implication there being that people don't think that change is coming. So why bother? What would you say to that?
Well, I mean, I would encourage folks never to give up. You know, they say that it's darkest just before the dawn. I think that all of us working together, and not just us on the council, but us reaching back into our neighborhoods, reaching back to our constituents, reaching back into groups like the one you just mentioned, that changes things. That provides an opportunity for us to really make connections with the folks that we're trying to serve in these communities that we're trying to make better. So I would suggest folks don't get too bogged down and don't get too discouraged about, you know, some of the stuff that's happening, because I think that working together we can make things better in this community. This is disheartening, yes, I think there's no challenge that we can't overcome. We just have to have the will to do it. And again, not just here at the council, but working in tandem with folks in the community to do it as well.
Now, looking back at the law enforcement side of this equation, Chief Flynn has said that Milwaukee law enforcement was successful in getting 1,600 guns off the street this year. Do you think that's part of the master plan for cutting down on violence in the city?
Yeah, I do. I think that we can't have a system where folks who would commit violent crime continually have easy access to firearms. It just doesn't work. And if it does work, it works to the point that we just saw in August, where we've got this insane number of homicides that we've seen. So we've got to, you know, make sure that folks who would use guns for harm don't have access to those guns in the first place. And so having the appropriate amount of background checks, universal background checks, I think is a good place for us to start and to keep on working down that path to make sure that, you know, guns don't fall into the wrong hands.
And barring those universal background checks, at least for the time being, Chief Flynn brought up the question about whether there were tough enough deterrents on the books for armed conflicts like the ones that may result in these homicides. What do you think about that question?
Well, I mean, I think at the end of the day, you know, we got to provide a better way forward for people. It can't, you know, just be the threat of incarceration for folks. It's got to be education. It's got to be jobs. It's got to be opportunities for young people. It can't just be a lock them up and throw away the key sort of mentality, because that doesn't solve things. Those folks sometimes they end up incarcerated, and then they come out. They come out on the other side, still looking to do the same sort of stuff they were doing before. Because sometimes, you know, the resources in the prisons are not there. So we have to make sure that we have that intervention in the first place. And I've said this before, and I continue to believe that look, we're going to pay for, you know, the folks, whether they're young or younger or older, we're going to pay for them one way or the other. And we're either going to pay for them on the front end with education and opportunity and resources and equity and a fair chance, or we're going to pay for them on the back end in the criminal justice system. So it's incumbent on us to make sure that we do it in the right way, so that they can be contributing members to society as opposed to folks that we end up paying for on the back end.
Alderman Johnson, thank you so much for joining us.
Yeah, thank you very much for having me on the show. I appreciate it.
That was Cavalier Johnson. He's the alderman representing Milwaukee's 2nd District, also a member of the Public Safety Committee. And he was with us there to talk about Milwaukee's deadliest month since 1991 and how the city can learn from the statistics in order to reduce crime going forward.